Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School improvisation students Grace Larson, Jacob Shem, Daniel Start, and Gavin Klein join us on today's program to preview this week's What Do You Say to That improv shows coming to the Pella High School Auditorium Thursday the 22nd through Saturday the 24th at 7 p.m. We are here today with Pella High School improv students and a very special series of shows coming up Thursday, May 22nd through the 24th, four different shows about improvisation. First of all, Grace, you've been involved with the program for 4 years. What are these shows all about?
These shows are mostly about a group of teams get together and perform improv games in front of an audience.
And what is the theme of this year's show or the title?
So the title of the show is What Do You Say to That?, which is based off of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Is it a different improv show from the 90s?
So why don't each of you kind of paint a picture for our listeners of how the show will work, say, if they come in on the first night or all the way through. What's the process look like from your guys' perspective?
Okay, so there's a Thursday night team, a Friday night team, a Saturday night team, a teacher team, and then you have the every night team. And on Thursday night, kind of self-explanatory, Thursday night team goes against the every night, and then Friday goes against the every night, Saturday, same thing, and then the teachers do another show on Saturday. And yeah, it's kind of just the teams kind of face off against each other, I guess. They play different improv games, the type of thing where you just have to think of things. Like, there's a lot of audience participation, I guess, because we set out, like, little boxes of, like, you could write, like, slips of paper that have, like, themes or, like, characters on them. And once you put it in the box, then it'll be, yeah, like, incorporated into the show and, like, stuff that we have to improvise off of. So it's pretty cool.
What are the kinds of improv games that you are playing then?
Some of the improv games we would play would be Ding, where you have to act out a scene, and then every time the director says Ding, you have to change your previous set of words. Another game would be the Hoedown, where you sing a song and you have to come up with the lyrics on the spot.
A couple other games would be props, where you get a silly prop that is put out and you have to come up with an interesting way to use it or a funny way to use it. Another game is Scenes from Hat, where you get a scene or a situation in which you act out or come up with a funny way to represent what's being said.
Many shows you perform in here at the school, I'm sure, are scripted. What's it like to be in an improv setting as opposed to, say, those kinds of settings?
The improv show is definitely a lot more relaxed, and it's a very fun environment to kind of goof off with your friends and instead of real formal, get your lines right kind of musical or play.
There is some preparation, though, that you have to do for the show. Do you guys practice ahead of time, or how do you get yourselves prepared for an improv show?
We've been practicing a lot, actually, because we moved the date up from our other years that we've done it. So we've been practicing, like, I think 4 days a week, which is fun because we all kind of take separate rooms, and then we play the games that we do for the show.
And why do you think improv is so entertaining to audiences, and why it's, you know, continue to be something that has a great tradition here at the school?
Because it's different every time. This is a new joke, a new situation, almost every time. Repeats are rare.
All four of you, why don't you each kind of talk about your favorite part of improv or maybe your favorite game? You know, what draws you to this kind of performance?
When I was in middle school, I always saw, like, these older high schoolers be in the improv show because they would come and visit the middle school. And I always said I wanted to be like one of those people, so. And one of the things I really enjoyed during the improv show is the ridiculous point scores that we used to do, or tallies or whatever. It'd be like 5 points to Gryffindor or 2 tallies for you. It was just really ridiculous but funny at the same time.
The improv show is, as I said, very relaxed, and it's just a lot of fun because you can. I love to entertain people and just make people laugh, but it's also fun just to be entertained yourself by other people, and it's just.
It's enjoyable because people say you're funny and they say you should go out and try it, so you do it, and then it turns out that you are fun, and it's just a fun thing to do. So one of my favorite games I'd probably say would be Ding, because you can eventually just, like, start saying one thing over and over again, so whatever comes to mind, just, it gets really silly.
I think the main reason I like the improv show is, like Jacob said, it's pretty relaxed, just kind of a fun environment with your friends, but it's also really fun to just kind of, like, participate in it because of the, I guess, like, the group dynamic between your team, just because you all have to, I guess, feed into each other when you're up on stage. And I mean, it's kind of a challenge to do that, but it's a really fun challenge.
So why should audiences come out for all four shows? Because there are four shows scheduled, as I said, between March 22nd and 24th. Why should everybody come to all four if they can make it?
I think you should go to all four because there's a variation in between the groups. There's a lot of chemistry in between these groups, and it's just different every night. And so it's not like the same show every time. Everyone's doing different things, and there's different personalities to make it more fun. Also, there's a teacher team.
Yeah.
So you get to see your teachers do wacky stuff.
Once again, those were Pella High School improvisation students previewing their upcoming series of What Do You Say to That? Coming to the Pella High School Auditorium. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.